from New York, Don Lemon, on the phone this morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, everyone. What is the biggest story on the planet right now? The biggest terrorism story on the planet right now?
Paris?
It's not Paris and Charlie Hebdo. It's Nigeria, Tom, and Boko Haram, and what is the deadliest massacre they have carried out yet. CNN is reporting that earlier this month, attackers sped into a Nigerian town with grenade launchers, then gunfire and explosions shattered the early morning calm. Terrified residents in the town and the surrounding villages scattered into brush while the gunmen unloaded motorcycles from their trucks and then followed in hot pursuit. Residents hid wherever they could, but bullets still pierced them. A lot of them died. The ones who hid in their homes were burned alive. The ones who tried to cross into neighboring villages drowned while trying to swim through a lake. The relentless terrorist group is accused of killing as many as 2,000 people in the attack. That was the initial reporting. The Nigerian army is downplaying that, saying they believe it's 150 people. But Nigerian officials often downplay the injury and death toll because they don't want the world to think that Boko Haram has that much power. Either way, those numbers are exponentially more than the number of people who died in Paris last week. What's even more disgusting, though, is the attacks that followed this past weekend. Children were used to carry out the hellish plot. Not once, not twice, but three times. Witnesses tell CNN a girl as young as 10 years old was used as a human bomb in the first attack. They say she had explosive attacks attached to her body as she walked into a market. And as she entered the checkpoint, they say someone with a remote detonator set off the device that was strapped to her body, killing her and injuring and killing anyone who was nearby. Officials say Boko Haram did it two more times in two other busy markets, each time using children strapped with explosives. Children who had no other alternative but to be forced to become human bombs for a ruthless terror network running rampant in Nigeria. In this last attack, an eyewitness tells CNN he had to hide in the garden of his house for 3 days where he witnessed the killing and the looting and the bloodshed before he was able to escape. And he thinks as many as 3,000 people may have been slaughtered. Again, others say 2,000. The army said their aerial reconnaissance indicates 150 people. Whatever the number, again, it's a lot more than Paris. It is so barbaric, though, that seasoned soldiers helping in the recovery of the investigation are sickened by what they're witnessing.
But soldiers we've talked to who went in to recover their colleagues talk about prying out charred bodies from burnt-out vehicles. So horrific for these soldiers that some of them haven't been able to eat for days afterwards.
Millions marched in Paris this last weekend to show unity against terrorists who killed 17 people there. They carried signs reading, "I am Charlie." When hundreds, if not thousands, including children, have been slaughtered by terrorists, where are the "I am Nigeria" signs and rallies? Where are they?
Where are they?
That's what I'm asking. Where are they?
Okay, so we can ask this question forever, but what do we do in the meantime? Do we start doing the hashtag all over again? What is the plan of action in terms of this?
I think the plan of action is you have to put more pressure on the people who cover it. You got to put more pressure on the administration. But mostly, I think you have to put more pressure on the networks to cover it, quite honestly. And it's incumbent upon people like the Tom Joyner Morning Show, which I know that you have been covering it, to do more and to put pressure on people and to tell people to call the networks and tell them to cover it. Because this could be, as I said, anywhere from 3,000 to 150 people. Even if it's only 150 people, again, that's a lot more than 17 people who died last week in Paris. And the people who are being used in these attacks are children.
Mm. And what about the pressure on the Nigerian government and our government to send people over there to help them?
That's what I said, by pressure on the White House. So the White House has to have more influence.
What kind of action is going on now is really my question. In terms of that.
There's not, in terms of the Nigerian government is downplaying the numbers because they don't want the world to think that Boko Haram has that much power, that this one terrorist organization has that much power. The same terrorist organization that is accused of kidnapping 200 girls last year, and those girls still have not been found.
Mm-hmm. All right, Don Lemon, giving us something to think about.